Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. If you just joined us, well, man, set your alarm for noon next Saturday and be a part of the show. Kent Burnett's in the studio. We're talking about some of his crafty woodworking, and these cutting boards are just phenomenal. KentBurnett.com. There's a lot of things to look at on his website, but certainly start with the cutting boards. There's two pages. And
More to come.
It's just phenomenal stuff. And let's talk about this one. Oh, yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
No.
This board, you said, is probably one of the most complex. And you did mention the fact that it's end wood.
Right.
The grain.
The critical thing in any good cutting board is that it is made end grain. That means, for lack of better, when you go to a big box store and you buy a board, a 2x4, the butt end where you can see the growth rings, that's the end grain. When you build a cutting board from end grain in end grain style, you have a board that will allow cutting on it with and lessen the possible damage to the cutting board from the knives, because you aren't really cutting the wood fibers, you're moving them to the side. The blade's able to go in. And That helps from dulling knives, and also it makes it possible that, let's say you've used the board hard, taken care of it, but used it hard for a year or whatever, and you want to get it back to its original condition, all you have to do is send it back to me. I will replane it, refinish it, and it'll look just the same as the day you received it, because the design goes all the way through the board,
yeah,
from top to bottom, because it is end grain.
It's really so pretty. These are really great. Again, you can get one by going to KentBurnett.com. It's worth that few minutes on the internet to go do this. And look at the music boxes. It's time now to plan for Christmas gifts.
Wedding gifts.
Getting stuff ordered.
Yes.
I know you have some stuff available now, but and hopefully we can get you into Ottoman art.
We'll see.
We'll see. Kent Burnett. KentBurnett.com. Go check that out. Now, I mentioned some fun events coming up, and I told you that we're going to talk to Marty Johnson of Johnson's Garden Center. And don't forget, today's big deal going on all the way up into the late hours of tonight. It's Midnight Madness, and by the way, plants are 50% off, and you can use your Johnson's Bucks at the store, and both locations will be doing it. A lot of fun stuff. And also, Trish Holmes will be joining us. And in fact, let's just say hi to both of you. Marty, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Guy.
Trish, are you there?
Good morning.
I am.
I wish I had some of your salsa and some chips right here. I'm really hungry.
Well, we can hook you up.
All right, so we're going to talk about Tomato Fest, and I've touched on it a little bit. Trish, why don't you start off with telling us about what goes on next Saturday at the Kansas Grown Farmers Market.
Well, next Saturday, which is the last Saturday of the month, we will be will feature Tomato Fest at the Kansas Grown Farmers Market at 21st and Ridge. This is an annual celebration all about the tomato. Everything's about the tomato. And we have some really great stuff going on. We have one of my favorite people, Chef Ali, will be there. Chef Ali she's a very popular chef up in the north, up towards Kansas City area, and she's an advocate for Kansas agriculture, for ranchers and farmers and producers like myself. Nice. And she'll be there featuring a couple of her favorite tomato dishes and doing some samplings.
Well, I'm looking at the lineup of stuff. That the chef demo's at 9, tomato seminar with Master Gardener Donna Wise at 10:30. But the bottom line is 7 to noon is where all the fun's going on. Patches the Clown, Troubles the Clown, Bring the Kids. Kids Cornhole, Board Games. Miss Roma, Tomato Fest mascot, will be there. How cool is that? Food trucks, live music. And then my good friend Marty Johnson's done something that I think is really cool. Marty, tell us about what you're doing for the kiddos next Saturday.
Well, the more kids we can get involved in gardening in a few years, it'll be good for Johnson's Garden Centers. I guess maybe it's selfish. No, we're doing a kids' tomato potting, and we've grown several hundred their tomato plants, and the variety guy is called Tiny Tim. It's a plant that gets about a foot or 18 inches tall and about that wide, does great in the container, and it has small little cherry tomatoes on that. So the kids starting at 9:30 will be doing kids potting at Tomato Fest next Saturday at the at 21st and Ridge for all the kids, and they can we'll have a pot, soil, a little instruction sheet, the plant, and they can pot it up and take it home and grow it. And then probably it's going to take probably 4 to 6 weeks. The tomato plant will start producing tomatoes, and they're able to enjoy it, and hopefully we'll get kids hooked in gardening.
Well, I don't know what else you could. Well, oh man, I just thought of the little devil on my shoulder.
I know what you're thinking, guys.
Yeah, so we'll let that go. There is one other herb you could grow that. If you were an older kid, but anyway, tomatoes, it's such a fun thing.
I'm thinking another fruit that we're going to talk about here in a little bit.
Tell me. Oh, we're going to talk about it.
I'll continue your thought.
Yeah, peppers. It's right around the corner. A friend of mine that lives in New Mexico posted a picture, Marty, of a Hatch Green Chili roaster and said, only cool people know what this is. And then he said, people from New Mexico. And I didn't respond to it yet, but I intend to, because the reality of it is there's probably just as many people here in Wichita who know what that is, thanks to Johnson's Garden Center. When's the first trip out?
We'll have peppers. I talked to our supplier yesterday. Should have peppers the first week of August. And then we'll be bringing peppers in. The Chili Fest is the 20th or the 18th of August. So we'll have peppers, new fresh crop of peppers every week, and probably a shipment the week after Chili Fest also. So really the whole month of August into early September, we'll have Hatch Green Chili Peppers.
Oh, man, I can't wait. It seems it's so hot out still. It seems like my aromatic association with fall when I smell green chilies in the roaster, it doesn't seem like it should be about that time, but hopefully come August, it will be that time, and I can't wait. You guys, I'm going to try and get out to Tomato Fest before the show next week, and I hope to see you all. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, folks, it's at 21st and Ridge Road, the last Saturday in July, next Saturday, a week from today, at the Kansas Grown Farmers Market. All kinds of fun entertainment. Get there early. You'll have the best selection of some of the other produce that's available, not only tomatoes, but 7 to noon is the time. All that entertainment for the family, the chef demo at 9, the tomato seminar at 10:30, live entertainment, and bring the kids and let them let Marty show them about tomatoes. What, Marty?
Tricia, isn't Miss Roma going to be passing out cherry tomatoes?
Oh, yeah, Miss Roma will be Roma-ing around the market. She'll be passing out grape and cherry tomatoes, which was a big hit last year. So we're going to have a lot of cherry tomatoes to pass around. And some of Wichita's favorite food trucks will be there as well. Lolo's Crepes will be featuring a tomato crepe. And Ken and Barbie's food truck, they will be doing fried green tomatoes, everybody's favorite.
Oh, wow. You know, funny, it just as time works, I have a bunch of pepper plants planted out in Goddard with a friend of mine that was so nice to plant them for me on his acreage. And when we were out there looking at the plants last week and getting ready to harvest some this week, he gave me a container full of heritage mini tomatoes. You know, the kind of, they're not just red, they're kind of green striped. And they are like a dieting treat. You know, pop one in your mouth and just it's like eating fruit. It's well, it is fruit. It's just a great fun.
It is fruit.
Yeah. Well, thanks, you guys. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to mention the tomato growing contest. Prettiest heirloom is one of the categories.
Oh, there you go.
So that's an 8 o'clock entry time, and there's 5 different categories. So if you've got some pretty heirlooms, that's a good category to put them in.
Oh, I'll have to talk to – I'll have to do that. Deb and Randy Stockman are my friends out west. I'll have to talk to Randy this afternoon when he brings me first batch of peppers.
Marty entered the ugliest tomato last year.
I did.
Well,
he didn't win, but he should have.
I've got some of those heirlooms that you were talking about, Guy. I'm gonna do a plate. Well, I probably shouldn't say, but I'm gonna do a plate of mixed varieties of small tomatoes.
Look like artwork.
One of the categories is best plate of 5 large tomatoes or best plate of 12 cherry tomatoes.
There you go. Get on it, Marty. Well, look, and I hope that there's going to be some homemade salsa out there, too.
Oh, as always, excellent. We will have plenty of homemade salsa.
Perfect. All right, Trish, Marty, thanks for letting me interrupt your weekend. Get back to having fun, and hopefully we'll see you next week, if not sooner. Actually, Marty, I'm going to the store right after this to get some 50% off plants.
And by the way, Guy, I appreciate the plug, but it is called Moonlight Madness, not Midnight Madness.
Oh, well. That was good.
At least you got Johnson spelled right. So
right. Tomato, tomato.
All right. Midnight Madness. I don't know where I came up with that. But anyway.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, you guys. Hopefully we'll see you around campus.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Marty Johnson and Trish Holmes going to be out there next week. Take another quick break. Come back for the wine of the week. We've still got time. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.